Proverbs chapter 6. My son, if you or surety made a promise, cosigner, for your friend, if you have shook hands in a pledge with a stranger, you become snared with the words of your mouth, you are taken with the words of your mouth. Do this now, my son, and deliver yourself, when you have come into the hand of your friend, go, humble yourself, and make sure your friend. Do not give sleep to your eyes, nor rest to your eyelids. Deliver yourself as a doe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler, bird catcher. Consider the ant, you who are lazy. Consider her ways, and be wise. Which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provides her food in the summer, and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you sleep, lazy one? When will you arise out of your sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so will your poverty come as one that travels, and your want as an armed man. A naughty person, a wicked man, walks with a perverse mouth. He winks with his eyes, he speaks with his feet, he teaches with his fingers. Perverseness is in his heart, he devises plans, mischief continually, he sows discord. Therefore his calamity will come suddenly, suddenly he will be broken without remedy. These six things the Lord, Jehovah, hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises plans, wicked imaginations, feet that are swift in running to mischief. A false witness who speaks lies, and he who sows discord among brothers. My son, keep your father's commandment, and do not forsake the law of your mother, bind them continually upon your heart, and tie them around your neck. When you go, it will lead you, when you sleep, it will keep you, and when you awake, it will talk with you. Because the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. And reproofs of instruction are the way of life. To keep you from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman, unbeliever, prostitute. Do not lust after her beauty in your heart, neither let her take you with her eyelids. Because by means of a prostitute a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom, and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals, and his feet not be burned? So he who goes into his neighbor's wife, whoever touches her will not be innocent. Men do not despise a thief, if he steals to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he is found, he will restore sevenfold, he will give all the substance of his house. But whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding, he who does it destroys his own soul. A wound and dishonor he will receive, and his reproach will not be wiped away. Because jealousy is the rage of a man. Therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom. Neither will he rest content, though you give many gifts.